Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. And right now I want you to take your lectionary sheet and look at the beginning of it, and we are going to pray together the collect for the day. The contemporary version, which is just above the first reading. And we will pray that together out loud. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. That collect is the polar opposite of the proverbial saying, God helps those who help themselves. And even though we've been told or heard multiple times, God helps those who help themselves, it's not in the Bible, even though many people think that it is. So if it's not scriptural, where did the phrase come from? The phrase was popularized in America by Benjamin Franklin when it was printed in Poor Richard's Almanac in 1757. However, others can take credit for God helps those who help themselves. Algernon Sidney used the phrase in his 1698 article, Discourses Concerning Government. The phrase is found in Aesop's fable, Hercules and the Wagoneer, where Hercules denies a delivery man's prayer by replying, "Never pray to me for help. Never pray for me for help until you have done your best to help yourself." And finally, the idea is also found in the Quran, chapter 13, verse 11. God changes not what is in a people until they change what is in themselves. But according to Proverbs 28:26, it's dangerous to trust in and help ourselves. And this is what Proverbs says. Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. And not walking in wisdom is where we find the Israelites as they journeyed out of the wilderness of sin into their next stage of their faith journey to the promised land. Their journey has been hard on them, and their faith and bodies were drying up from a lack of water. And so they began to quarrel with Moses and test the Lord. While it's easy for us to be hard on the Israelites for their behavior and lack of faith, we do it anyway. We do it anyway because it helps us to feel better about ourselves when we exhibit similar behaviors and a lack of faith when we are suffering. When we are in the midst of troubling situations or high anxiety, we often pick a fight or blow up at someone who didn't create the actual problem, is not the problem, and actually may be able to help us fix the problem. And during those times, we test the Lord by praying, "Dear God, if you truly loved me, you truly loved me, you'd take away my pain, my discomfort, my loss, my illness right now, because I'm running out of patience." Why doesn't God, if God is supposed to be a loving God, speedily take away our pain and give us exactly what we ask for? You're not going to get the answer today. The reason you're not getting the answer today is because countless words have been written on that question alone. And yet, to my knowledge, no one has penned an acceptable answer, or at least an answer that the average man or woman can understand. Perhaps a good answer can't be discovered and shared because each person suffers and reacts to their pains, their losses, and their struggles in different ways. Even though we all react differently to the trials and tribulations of life, one thing is always true. We should at all times avoid acting like the Israelites and grumble or think that God will only help us when we are helping ourselves. Because once we realize that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves, that is when we know that God is with us. And once we know that God is with us, we can pray as Moses prayed for help. And we also find the answer to the Israelites' question, is the Lord among us or not? Is the Lord among us or not? And when we pray, we realize that God is with us, God is plentiful, and God is here for us. Even though God may not be working according to our time schedule, or his help may not look the way we hoped it would. During some of the trials in our lives, our faith is so strong that we can tap directly into the living water Jesus is so willing to give. But there are times when we need a little help, a tangible touch, a kind voice to keep our hearts from hardening and our faith from withering. Sometimes the loving help of a friend or family member is all we need to get over a crisis. At other times, we may need the prayers and counsel of a priest. And for those really tough times, when family and friends are tired of listening to us, and we need more face-to-face time than a priest can give, in this parish, there is help from a Stephen minister. Stephen ministers, as we learned earlier in the announcement time, are parish members. They are lay people just like you who are trained by Stephen leaders to offer high quality, confidential, one-to-one Christian care to someone going through tough times, normally meeting with them once a week for about an hour. The quality of care is ensured because Stephen ministers gather twice a month with their Stephen leaders for supervision and continuing education. Through Stephen ministry, people who have realized they have no power in themselves to help themselves through their dry times are aided on their journey, replenished with the living water that flows from a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, and are made aware that the Lord is with them every step of the way. Stephen ministry not only helps the individuals, but it helps the whole congregation, because pastoral ministry is no longer the sole responsibility of the priest. It has become a shared ministry of the church, where we are doing what Paul encouraged the Galatians to do, to bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If Moses had shared the pastoral responsibilities with more Israelites, they might have had more faith and quarreled a little bit less as they journeyed out of the wilderness of sin toward the promised land. Moses might not have had to stress out and cry to the Lord, "What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Israelites would not have had to wonder whether or not the Lord was with them. They would have known the Lord was with them. Life is difficult. It's even more difficult when we try to muscle our way through on our own power. However, we can make it through life all the way to the end with some help from Jesus Christ and from those he calls friends. And because our God is always with us, let us pray. Lord, in every need, let me come to you with humble trust, saying, Jesus, help me. In all my doubts, perplexities, and temptations, Jesus, help me. In hours of loneliness, weariness, and trials, Jesus, help me. In the failure of my plans and hopes, in disappointments, troubles, and sorrows, Jesus, help me. When others fail me and your grace alone can assist me, Jesus, help me. When I throw myself on your tender love as Father and Savior, Jesus, help me. When my heart is cast down by failure at seeing no good come from my efforts, Jesus, help me. When I feel impatient and my cross irritates me, Jesus, help me. When I am ill and my head and hands cannot work and I am lonely, Jesus, help me. Always, always, in spite of weakness, falls, and shortcomings of every kind, Jesus, help me and never forsake me. Amen.
Amen.
We'll now have a moment of silence.